The U.S. military says it will resume bringing Haitian earthquake victims to the United States aboard its planes for medical treatment. The airlifts stopped last Wednesday as federal and state officials debated who should pay for their care. Doctors had warned scores of people would die if the flights did not resume soon. Meanwhile, 10 Americans face a court hearing later today in the Haitian capital after their arrest on suspicion of trafficking children. The five men and five women from an Idaho-based charity deny wrongdoing in trying to take 33 children to neighboring Dominican Republic, however, without documents. It appears that some of the children were not orphans. On a more positive note, food distribution to quake survivors went more smoothly yesterday after the launch of a coupon system that targets women as recipients of rations. Conor O'Loughlin of Caritas Ireland spoke to us from Port-au-Prince about ongoing efforts in aid distribution, which has been chaotic at times in recent weeks.
People who have engaged in levels of violence, small or large, it's born out of frustration. You know, it's not born of any kind of badness or ill intent. It's just an incredibly difficult situation. Imagine you've lost family members, you've lost your home, you don't have any food, water, cash. What do you do? And a lot of the problems, and I must say that they have been overstated by the media, they are not nearly as bad as has been reported, but a lot of the incidents that did happen were born out of just bad organization. And a lot of the distributions happened when, you know, if you drive a truck into a population of hungry people and open the back doors, then people will fight for the food. So I guess what we've tried to do with our food distributions is to keep them very calm, very ordered, and very fundamentally communicate with the people that we're going to be giving the food to so that they know what they're getting, when they're getting it, so that there's no panic. The panic always arises towards the end when people see the food starting to run out. So we had a ticketing system in our distribution, and the people knew when they were going to get food and on what day.